From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Andrea.
How are ya?
I'm doing excellent. How about you?
Good, thank you. Remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, take the name Sacramento, as in the capital of California. Rearrange these 10 letters to spell two words that are synonyms. What are they?
And the answer?
The answer is scent, S-C-E-N-T, and aroma.
We had over 1,300 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Kathy McGinnis Kraft from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
What do you do in Knoxville?
Well, sad to say, I'm currently unemployed, but I like to think that with my master's degree in child development, something will be coming along soon.
Unemployed doesn't sound that bad, actually. Now, how long did it take you to solve the puzzle? And I understand your son had something to do with it.
He's usually with me when the puzzle is on. And so if I get them right, he just, oh, you should send it in. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because I would never, ever, ever agree to be on the air and make a fool of myself in front of, you know, millions of people. But anyway, I sent it in just because I figured I would never, ever be chosen. So anyway, kind of shows you what kind of luck I have. And anyway, so I just knew that if I didn't do this, he would just be really sad. So he's way more excited about this than
what's
I am.
What's your son's name?
His name is Sean.
Okay, and this is for Sean. How old is Sean?
He's 18.
18 years old. Yeah. All right, Sean, this is for you. Will Shortz, meet Kathy.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Kathy. I'm going to give you some six-letter words. For each one, add a doubled letter somewhere in the word to complete a familiar eight-letter word. For example, if I said coated, C-O-A-T-E-D, you would say collated, adding two L's.
Okay.
All right. Number one is exceed, E-X-C-E-E-D. And as you might guess, the doubled letter goes between those two E's to make a past tense verb.
Also, you worked on your spreadsheet.
Oh, excelled.
Excelled. Excellent. Your next one is aurate. A-U-R-A-T-E. Aurate meaning containing gold.
A-U-R-A-T-E. Okay.
Right.
Accurate.
Accurate. Excellent.
Nice.
Try this one. String. S-T-R-I-N-G. This one, as you've probably guessed, is going to be a vowel you add.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Where do you think the double letter goes, Kathy?
Between the T and the R?
That's right.
Okay. Steering.
Steering is right. Dismay. D-I-S-M-A-Y.
Dismally?
Dismally. Excellent.
Good one.
Try this one. Poster. P-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay. Polster.
Nice.
Polster. Excellent. That was fast. Candle. C-A-N-D-L-E.
Is this a funny word?
It's a funny little word. If you're in a cafe with somebody and making out, you might do this.
I got it.
In gossip columns, sometimes you hear about two celebrities in the corner of a bar doing this. Andrea, you want to jump in on this?
How about canoodle?
Canoodle is right.
Of course. Okay. that's not usually a word that I use.
How about coerce?
C-O-E-R-C-E.
That's right.
Commerce.
Commerce is right. And here's your last one. And for this one, you have to add two consecutive pairs of doubled letters.
Okay.
Your word is spin. S-P-I-N.
Consecutive? Did you say?
And they are consecutive. Two consecutive pairs of doubled letters. And it names an object you might find in an old bar or tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And you add those letters between the I and the N.
the spitting thing, spittoon.
That's nice. It, a spittoon.
For your tabacky.
There you go.
Nice job, Kathy.
Well, not as well as I do when I'm not on the radio.
Kathy, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, and are you ready to hear what you'll get?
Oh, that's the best part.
All right, here we go. I'm going to do it all in one breath.
Okay.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Wow, this is a dream come true.
Kathy, what member station do you listen to?
WUOT in Knoxville.
And hello to Sean. Thank you, Sean, for making your mother play. Kathy McGinnis-Kraft from Knoxville, Tennessee. Thanks for playing Puzzle with us.
All righty. Thank you.
Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Well, I'm thinking of a familiar five-word saying in which one of the words ends in the letter T, as in Thomas, and the other four words all start with T. What's the saying? So again, a familiar five-word saying. One of the words ends in the letter T. The other four words all start with T. What saying is this?
When you have your answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Andrea.